Well, honestly, they were, in my opinion, awards that should have been a long time coming, without a doubt. The Outlook Park was chosen as a facility of excellence by the Alaska Recreation and Parks Association. Between the community support, the fact that we took an old pump house and turned it into a shelter, and also, made the change from it being the old dump to the beauty that it is right now, really has become a gem of the community, and I think something that everybody really truly appreciates, and the hard work that Jesse put into the layout, the design, and also the actual construction of it, and the fact that we had community members donating to it. Public Works was had a heavy hand in it. There were a lot of community support for that project, and so the fact that it was named, or awarded that title, I think is very deserving.
Chamber of Commerce got an award as well.
Yeah, and their award was given to a community nonprofit or business that continually supported recreation in their community. And when if you live in Petersburg even for a few moments, you quickly realize that the Chamber of Commerce supports recreation and excels in creating recreational opportunities, whether it be, their support of the 4th of July, the managing of the Little Norway Festival, the fishing derby, the tree lighting ceremony, you name it, they are typically right there and involved. And so the businesses are a very, very important part of what we do as far as recreation in the community of Petersburg. And they are all right there as members of the Chamber of Commerce. I know that Petersburg Parks and Recreation couldn't do it without their support, time and time again. The last award that was given, at least to Petersburg, was actually given to Sally Dwyer. And so that one, you just look at the years and years of support that she has given to recreation. She was one of the people that spearheaded the raising of funds for Outlook Park. You look back in history, and she has been critical in helping with art installations. You name it, Sally has truly been a part of this community time and time again. And so I was really, really pleased to see that the Alaska Recreation and Parks Association noticed and was willing to present that award to her.
You've been a board member of that group, I think, and helped organize this whole conference that you just got done with.
Yeah, for the last 2 years, I've been working on this conference. It was absolutely wonderful. The members that attended from all over the state, Parks and Rec directors, program coordinators, lots of vendors that came as well. They all walked away saying, "Man, this is one of the best conferences that we've had in years," and they were really, really pleased. There are times when people are a little bit concerned about coming to a smaller community in the state like Petersburg, but as usual, we knock their socks off. And that's to be expected from the people here in Petersburg, honestly.